we've got Alice Workman in the studio with us this morning, not locked in a cupboard in Canberra. It's nice to see you.
It's nice there are no moths in here today, Hamish.
What's in the papers?
Okay, terror checks for Europeans is the exclusive on the front page of The Australian today. Counter-terrorism authorities have been targeting Europeans travelling to Australia. That's after a French national of Arab descent was caught with chemical mace and extremist material as he arrived in Melbourne from the Middle East just 2 days after the Paris terror attacks. In The Guardian, forecasts of wild conditions prompts talks of a Sydney to Hobart race delay. There's predictions a monster 40 to 50 knot southerly front will hit the 100 yacht fleet during the first night of racing, as well as powerful breaking seas throughout the Bass Strait. Split second from disaster is the headline in the Adelaide Advertiser. A military Orion aircraft with 19 people on board avoided a crash with a helicopter by just 15 metres over Adelaide's north, a report by the Australian Transport Safety Bureau has found. In the Sydney Morning Herald, Defence knew of malaria drug fears. The paper says an anti-malaria drug was given to Australian soldiers for at least 14 years after the ADF first became concerned about its serious side effects. In the Herald Sun, the headline is Gold Diggers. That's in reference to the CFMEU's demands for a 6% a year wage rise and double time and a half on lockdown weekends for city building workers. The deal could send construction costs of schools and hospitals soaring. On the front page of the Canberra Times, a marriage made in sporting heaven. Dual international Elise Perry and ACT Brumbies star Matt Toomer have tied the knot in Sydney after a 16-month engagement. It's been a busy week for Perry. She hit the winning runs in the Sydney Sixers Women's Big Bash League match against the Perth Scorchers, scoring 32 not out on the weekend. And in the West Australian, they're reporting that WA is punching well above its weight when it comes to lotto wins. Last night's $30 million win for a WA resident brings to 98 the number of Division 1 winners in the state this year. That's almost $263 million in winnings this year. Hamish, I hope my nan's listening because scratchies are a big part of the Workman family Christmas.
I know what you're getting. Alice Workman, thank you very much. We'll talk to you again later on.